My name is Angie Cat. Yes, I Angie Cat. Tango mini car, tango mini skirt, tango maxi hog. They were the hot team. We were pillars and loves. I love Ho Chi Minh. I love Che Guevara and Noodle King.
Oh, happy the day before day your DUI day here in the wide, wide world of St. Patrick. I have a whole bunch of stuff written down by about St. Patrick, but I'm going to just play some sort of St. Patrick's Day fun songs that are kind of maybe about leprechauns or weirdos or saints or drinking. And I did look up the biography of St. Patrick on Wikipedia and several other cyber sources. And the reason there is so much drinking on St. Patrick's Day is because his official day, March 17th, occurs during Lent, which supersedes ordered religious abstinence before and after Lent so you can get as drunk as you want. That sounds like a Christian value. So on that cheery note, I will play something that's kind of about what you might call, it's more about drinking than St. Patrick's. Here is Elsa Lancaster, and she'll explain it to you.
In England once at the turn of the century,
and Charles Lawton,
an organization called the Band of Hope. The hope being that they could reform the poor from drinking too much and beating up their wives. They published a book of anti-booze songs. These were mostly designed to be sung by innocent children at Band of Hope meetings, with the idea of melting the hard hearts of their elders. Elsa impersonates one of these precocious little brutes.
I've something important to say. My mother has sent you a message. Receive it in kindness, I pray. It's of father, poor father, I'm speaking. You know him, he's called Ragged Gore. But we love him and hope we may save him. If you'll promise to sell him no more, please sell no more drink to my father. It makes him so strange and so wild. Heed the prayer of my heartbroken mother and pity the poor drunkard's child. My father came home yestereven, reeled home through the mud and the rain. He upset the lamp on our table and struck my sick mother again. Then all through the hours till the morning, he lay on our cold kitchen floor. And this morning he's sick and he's sorry. Please promise to sell him no more. Please sell no more drink to my father. It makes him so strange and so wild. Heed the prayer of my heart's broken mother and pity the poor drunkard's child. When so Barbary loves us so dearly. No father is kinder than he. He wishes so much to stop drinking, but this is the trouble, you see. He cannot resist the temptation he feels when he passes your door. As he goes to his work in the morning, please promise to sell him no more. Please sell no more drink to my father. And so wild, heed the prayer of my heart's broken mother, and pity the poor drunkard's child.
Wee. Okay, so that was Elsa Lancaster getting off our St. Patrick's Day tribute, but also we're going to do a lot of birthdays today, and one of them is Ollie Halsall. I love that name, but his real name was Peter John Halsall, and he got nicknamed Ollie. He has a very strange career. He's mostly famous for being a sideman. He played keyboards with Kevin Ayers on loads of kind of prog jam records in the 70s. You know, not my favorite era. In any case, his... I couldn't find any biography of him on Wikipedia, so I searched for an obituary, and the only obituary I could find was from El País. It's a Spanish newspaper, and this is a Necrologicus obituary. He was considered a bohemian artist, and when he let his Fender rest, which was his guitar, he would write stories and paint. And he had two daughters, it said at the end of the obituary. He died of an accidental overdose of heroin, which is kind of rock. He was born in Southport near Liverpool. He moved to Spain and lived there for most of his later life. And he moved there with Kevin Ayers and did all sorts of stuff. And he played with he played with John Cale, Eno, Nico, The Scaffold, Neil Innes from Bonzo Dog, Robert Fripp, all sorts of crazy stuff. But my favorite thing about his life story is, which I have not been able to find out anything else about his personal life, is that he was in the Ruddles, which was that satire of the Beatles, and he also was the lead singer on those songs. And then he was in the fabulous 60s pop psych band called the Time Box. And so I'm going to play you some Ruddles, and now play you some Time Box, and that's what you'll know about Ollie Halsall. What am I going to play first? Maybe some Ollie from the Ruddles.
Shoot me down in flames if I should tell a lie. Cross my heart, I promise that it's true. I've been in love so many times before, but never with a girl like you. With a girl like you to hold and be beside. With a girl like you to fill my heart with pride and joy. With a girl like you, I know where I belong. With a girl like you, I know I can be strong. You know I won't bring you any pain. I won't run around again. There'll be nothing to explain. With a girl like you, there'll be no
I'm singing the wrong song. That was not the Rattle song. Anyway, here's another song by Ali Halsall from his band Time Box. You know why this gone is the sad man? Because Ollie also got to be in the Rattles and do songs like this.
People were proud in double black alley. Neighbors were loud, but ever so pally. People would shout, joking about the smoke and the soot. Mother would put the milk bottles out. We had a good time. Clear of the funny man, and the ice cream man, talk so sweet.
and a little more time box.
2 dozen Martians came down to Earth and landed quite near my house. They planned to bring the world to its knees with a weapon by Leader Klaus. You'd better watch out for Klaus.
More little rebel songs from Ali Halsall. Huh, which Beatles song does it sound like?
Yeah. get up and go. Get up and go back home. They're all waiting for you.
That was a little Ollie Halsall on the ooh at the end and all of the lead singing. Here's something where he was just playing a session man, but what a fantastic session to be part of, because he played piano on this track, which is kind of in the spirit of those last tracks. It's called Babies on Fire. But June 1st, 1974, when Kevin Ayers, John Cale, Eno, and Nico got together, they just happened to have Ollie Halsall as a piano player on this track.
Babies on Fire.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have one for one Mr. Ali Halsall, because we have lots of other stuff to get to, and we have to get to more fantastic St. Patrick's Day song that urge you to drink and think about Ireland, the many weird things that occurred to make Ireland happen and get a saint called Patrick. In any case, I bet when the sophisticated, rarefied, luxurious music listener thinks of Loch Lomond, they think of Pearl Bailey, don't you? And so I'm going to play you her version, Pearl Bailey's version of Loch Lomond, and it's from an album that includes songs like Ball and the Jack, and the album is called A Broad. It's a joke about singing songs about foreign stuff by a broad.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love forever want to be, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland before you, where me and my true love will never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. On yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, where purple in hue the Highland hills we view, and the moon coming out on the gloaming. Oh, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, I'll be in Scotland before you, me and my true love will never meet again. One more time, yes, you take the high one, I'll take the low.
Poor little greenies. Someone in the chat just made me laugh. In any case, that was my mistake. I just looked at Loch Lomond in the title and I thought, like, that must be Ireland. And I did no research. And she said it's Scotland right in the song. But I think Pearl Bailey does a good job with that song anyway. And now we'll have another little song that actually is about Ireland on the day before St. Patrick's Day. I think you'll love this one. It's very cheery.
Wish you was English instead. 1,000 years the bastards commit genocide.
Oakley. The Happy Irish Day. This just talks about genocide for about four verses by John Lennon. And now we're going to move on to another birthday local to this moment in history. And it's by happy birthday to one Mr. Howard Andrew Trafford Devoto. His last name wasn't really Devoto. He was born on March 15th, 1952. Frontman to the Buzzcocks, then formed Magazine. And this is a weird one I didn't know until I looked up the wiki page. He formed a band called Luxuria. I don't have anything by them, which is weird. But it's also weirder that this station is called Luxuria Music. I wonder if Kat knows something about that. The asterisk that I don't. But in any case, Howard Andrew Trafford Devoto was born in Scunthorpe. I told you I love English names. Wouldn't you love to be a town that the first syllable is skunt? And then he grew up in Nuneaton. I mean, there's none for the first syllable, but also it's Nuneaton, Warwickshire. So he led, wait, oh no, it's Leeds Grammar School. That's the grammar school he went to. He befriended future Buzzcocks manager Richard Boone. Another fun English name. He studied psychology, which is odd for a punk rocker or post-punk rocker, at Bolton Institute of Technology, which is even weirder for a post-punk rocker. He picked his stage name Devoto, and this is pre-Devo, from a landlord named Andy Devoto. He started the Buzzcocks because he was inspired by the Sex Pistols, so let's play some Buzzcocks. I don't know. Buzzcocks sounds like kind of a derivation from Nuneaton. Or Scunthorpe. Let's play some Buzzcocks song and let me get me to shut up.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you still keep a beat and you meet your pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick Casanova, you're a no Joseph Pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict.
He hates fast cars. Tell that to Elon. Meanwhile...
just wanna love her like any other, what do I get? I only want a friend who stay to the end, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress, what do I get?
Okay, okay, okay. I know my name is Christian Hoffman and I'm promoted on the Luxuria Music website as someone whose show is basically about late 60s to early 70s pop, psych, and glam. But that doesn't mean that I'm not so old that I bought these Buzzcock records when they were new, and it was a natural progression from those sort of things to more outsider rock like the Buzzcocks, which I love. So I'm going to play a little bit more of them and a little bit of Howard Anthony Trafford Devoto's Other Band magazine before I get to some more songs about Ireland and Green and St. Patrick and stuff, and to other birthdays. There weren't that many pop-psych birthdays on this weekend. That's also part of the problem. Like, I'm actually telling the truth about when people were born. So in any case, Howard Andrew Trafford Devoto has absolutely no personal life on the wiki page, but if you go and... Google relentlessly, like I did, there are several very briefly reported rumors that he was a bisexual, including several that Pete Shelley started, who was also in the Buzzcocks. And so that could be possible. But then upon further cyber clicking, he has an 11-year-old son and is currently not married, but in love with a young Brazilian girl, whatever that means. So in any case, that's what I've got to say about Howard, and I'm going to play a couple more songs by him, and then we'll have fun moving on to some really weird St. Patrick's Day stuff. If the button works.
Well, my love, battery wants to charge you. Well, my love, battery, could I maybe enlarge you? Oh,
Here's a little song by Howard DeVelder's Next Band magazine.
Your face is perfectly.
I love that song. Anyway, that was Magazine with Our Devoto, whose birthday it was only yesterday. And now we're going to move on to some more songs that are about Irish people and St. Patrick and stuff like that, because, you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and it's a good excuse to make all sort of indulge in all sorts of shameful activities. But also, it's sort of an excuse to listen to a famous Irish band called U2. I admit, I was a fan, but all the records new. Sometimes I got tired of them. It's like, you know, I fell in love with Morrissey, and then I fell out of love with him, and I still like the music. So here we are. But I know when the sophisticated, rarefied, luxurious music listener thinks about a band like U2, they think about them writing a theme for Batman Forever. So we're going to play a little bit of U2. I'm going to play one song that's just from Batman Forever, and then another one that's a little more current events topical. And then we'll get on to the next birthday. So here's that first little song called Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. A famous U2 title.
Stealing from the
Well, that song took on a decidedly more luxuriant tenor when I heard Bono sort of murmuring, "I got some new tricks with your crucifix," which is a perfect thing to do on St. Patrick's Day. So it's time for station identification. I bet you know what the station is already. It's called Luxuria Music, occasionally with a www at the beginning and a .com at the end. And as I say every single week for the last 15 years, we do depend on listener sponsorship. We are listener-sponsored radio. That's the way I get to bring you these crazy records every week, and all the other great DJs on here get to rifle through their record collections and things, play things to surprise you, and maybe some of them are even pleasant to listen to. So if you go to that website, www.luxuriamusic.com, you can see all sorts of premiums that are like LPs and 45s donated by all the different DJs, including myself. There's also t-shirts and bags and all sorts of crazy stuff. So just go to the website, look around, and if you can figure out something you can buy for a dollar, you'll keep us on the air for another little while. And after that promise, I'm going to subject you to one more U2 song, because it's called Pride. It's got Martin Luther King on the 45 cover, and it sort of is relevant to this moment in our history because we have to figure out what we're going to do. Okay, I'm through with politics. I'll let you two do the talking for me, and then we'll get back to some birthdays if I press the right button. Okay. You're lucky. That's all. That's all the U2 I will subject you to. But I actually do like that last song, and it's culturally appropriate at this moment, like I said before. But we're going to move on to another St. Patrick's Day weekend birthday, and it is Michael Coercio. And he was born March 13th in 1963, so he's a little bitty youngin'. And he also he founded the Paisley Underground Consortium radio show that comes up next, but he no longer hosts it anymore. He's moved on to different things. And yes, I know him personally, and so that happens often on the show. I play stuff by people I know because I like it. So he's the founder of the Salvation Army, which later, for legal issues, changed their name to the 3 o'clock, which is the time they used to meet for rehearsal. But Salvation Army reached out and threatened to sue them. And, you know, Michael Coercio was close friends with Steve McDonald and Jeff McDonald from Red Cross. And they were smart after that incident. And they named Red Cross REDDKROSS, or however they spell it, so they wouldn't get sued and deprived of their own band name. And so he actually coined the term Paisley Underground, and that's why his radio show was called that. But he also felt like he was confined, and he sort of bristled at it after he got typed to be part of the Paisley Underground. He said, I just wanted to do a pop band. I don't want to be stuck with that. He also did a kind of Paisley Underground jam band LP with the members of the Dream Syndicate, the Rain Parade, and the Bangles, and they were covers of Dylan and Beach Boys and stuff. But I don't have that record. He also got signed by Prince to Paisley Park Records and made an LP that flopped. Imagine the autographs he might have gotten, even though the thing flopped. But I don't have that one either. He was a member of a band called Tater Tots. He joined a band called Game Theory. There's loads of stuff I don't have. But what I do have, which is by the 3 o'clock in the Salvation Army, I really like. So I'm going to play you a few tracks like that. Let's see. This is from the Salvation Army with a cover that was banned. So I'm kind of fancy that way. So Michael is a wee tad fruit obsessed. I'm not going to project what that means, but you know, she is an orange and then she turned to flowers and she is no more. And then the next song after he sang about oranges is I Have a Cantaloupe Girlfriend. You figure out what that means. Oops. Okay, so I'm going to play a song by the 3 o'clock that is called Jet Fighter Man, and that seems kind of appropriate because many of us find Jet Fighter Man hot, even though we don't approve of what they do. And many of those jet fighters have been appointed to high positions in the Trump organization, which is kind of weird. And I look at that, some of them, and I think, like, yeah, that guy's handsome, but why doesn't somebody just come out of the corner and kill him, even though I'm a Quaker? So in any case, here's an interesting thing about Michael, is that he sort of last, before Trump's recent election, Michael took this kind of weird dare on Facebook and started quoting all of this sort of MAGA extremism on his Facebook page. And at first we thought, like, God, has he been brainwashed? It was just so weird. And most people who knew him or were friendly with him found it really disturbing. And it was kind of a lot of pro-Trump and then also quoting all sorts of disprovable theories about how terrible Democrats were and liberals were and everything. And it seems so unlike him, especially because he's gay and he has experienced gay prejudice and stuff. And then we decided, well, maybe this is some weirdo way to, it was like an attention-getting device or something. But it was a very bizarre misstep for him, and some sort of a stain lingers. But what I know is that every interaction I've had with him, he's been absolutely wonderful. He's a supremely gifted, wildly charismatic musical inspiration. And he also has a fantastic sense of humor. And then the last thing I'll say about that to get rid of the MAGA quote, but it was weird. It was like kind of posing or posturing. And so, Michael, let's get together and talk about that on the air. But the way I met him was really wild. I had just moved to LA in 1985, and I was invited to a birthday party for somebody whose name I can't even remember. It was in some loft downtown, and I saw these two people who were running around in purple bouffants, carrying kind of these silk long scarves around and waving them in the air. And one of them was Michael Quercio, and another one was one of the McDonald's brothers. I'm pretty sure it was Jeff McDonald's, but it might have been Steve McDonald's. So that's the way I met Michael Quercio of the 3 o'clock and the Salvation Army. And that's the way I met a McDonald brother from a Red Cross, like within 2 weeks of moving to LA. That's how I met them. So that will always be a moment that really inspired me and thought, this is a fantastic town. So I'll play some more Michael Quercio and his band, The 3 O'Clock, right now, because they're good. You sophisticated, rarefied, luxury music listeners out there in Radio Land, you know that I will do anything I possibly can to make anything I do on the radio all about me. And that's easy with Michael, because who did it? We sang a song together, and it's a song I wrote from my duets album called End. And so here's the song I sang with one Mr. Michael Quercio of the beautiful voice. If I press the right button.
Morning comes too soon. I can sleep a moment's never rest, and then it's noon. They go drifting by, but I want to try to stop and calculate how the moments get from here to there, but they won't wait. I must let them go, but I long to know
that I'm just inside.
Not a moment to
just inside.
Not a moment.
Just inside.
I'm just
have a body and come to me.
Present tense, the past is just
just a lie that's good at seeming to make sense. It's the cleverest that does not exist.
And in the present tense, the future rushes back to meet the past. But these events never penetrate to my present state.
Is pretty. I'm going to play one more Michael Quercio song from the 3 o'clock off of 16 Tambourines. And I'm looking at it and it's autographed to me. And it says to Kristen, Kristen. So after all the years we knew each other, he couldn't even spell my name. But in any case, this is a really fun song. If I press the right button, which would be unusual.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to the ever lovely and inspiring one, Mr. Michael Curcio. Now we're going to play a little more songs from the land of Ayr, or about the land of Ayr. And first I'm going to tell you a little more about St. Patrick, because if you just skim his entry in the Wikipedia, it's pretty fun. He, first of all, it says the dates of his life cannot be fixed with certainty because it was like, you know, the 5th century or something. Gee, that's a surprise. But at the age of 16, he was captured by Irish pirates and taken away from his original British home to be a slave in Ireland. And he lived there for 6 years, forced to be an animal herder. I've heard slaves had to do worse things, but in any case, I guess that's great training for that priesthood, being an animal herder. But he escaped and he returned to his family and came back to Ayr to spread the Christian faith later, although this is the best part of the quote from Wikipedia, although some historians say he fled England because of financial improprieties. Which I think sounds just like the church to me anyway. In any case, so let's see. Here's probably one of the least beloved bands with Irish in the prefix, the Irish Rovers. Why are they least beloved? Well, here is the reason.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
So the funny thing about that song is it's not actually Irish. It was written by Shel Silverstein. And if you were a kid at the time I was a kid, which is unlikely, you'd probably be dead by now, you would have been introduced to the comedy of Shel Silverstein, otherwise known as Uncle Shelby. And he released a song called Uncle Shelby's ABZs. And when you look at it, it was kind of rough and suggested for childhood. It was the exactly kind of childhood book I loved. So that song, sung by actual Irish people, and all the rest of the songs on that album are Irish, was an exploitation song written by Uncle Shelby, a.k.a. Shel Silverstein. And now we'll play one more song by an Irish band. I was looking up Irish bands, and of course there's them, but there's also Dr. Strangely Strange. I don't have it. There's also the Virgin Prunes. I don't have it, but I do have the Mellow Candle, and they're a lovely sort of a transitional folk band from between the late psychedelia into the 70s folk movement. And so let's listen to one of their pretty songs. And also the last song was about unicorns, and this one's about sheep. Sheep are religious.
Shining in the sea.
Darkly, darkly. Well, now we have to get to the last birthday of the show, and it's a big one. It's like he could have a whole 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours just about himself, and it's one Mr. John Sebastian, the main songwriter in the Love and Spoonful. And the name Love and Spoonful was based on a Mississippi John Hurt song called Coffee Blues. And of course, as you know, he had loads of hits. In Wiki, they call him the American answer to the British invasion, which I think is a little bit of an oversimplification, but it seems kind of true. And so he just had loads and loads of hits with the Love and Spoonful, but issues arose in 1966, which is pretty early to have a marijuana drug bust for member Zal Yanofsky, who was also in the Mugwumps with John Sebastian and Cass Elliott and John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas, if you can believe it. And, but because Zal Yanofsky was a Canadian citizen in 1966, he actually had to leave the band. So they got a replacement, and the Love and Spoonful continued on. And John Sebastian had a bunch of solo albums, but that was pretty interesting. And then John Sebastian composed a musical that starred Dustin Hoffman in 1968 called Jimmy Shine. I never heard of that. I don't have the soundtrack. I don't know anything about it. He also got up on stage at Woodstock, and he's in the film, and you think he's just up there because they booked him, but no, he wasn't booked. What happened was that it was raining, and Santana's equipment was taking too long to set up, so they asked him if he would come up and sing a quick song. That's the kind of luck he had. So I have to tell you about the beginning of his life, and then I'll actually play some music before we run out of time. But this is pretty incredible. He was born in New York City, March 17th, 1944. Yeah, you better take a breath now. His dad was a classical harmonica player. I know. What? His mom was a radio script writer. But this is where it gets really wild. His godmother was I Love Lucy's Vivian Vance. His godfather, this might not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me because my dad read these books to me when I was a kid, was children's book illustrator Garth Williams, who illustrated Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little. They're really great illustrations, and those books basically defined my childhood. Eleanor Roosevelt lived across the hall from him. Burl Ives was a friend of the family who lived right up the street and visited them all the time. And other family friends, I guess it's because of the classical harmonica player and radio script writer, were Woody Guthrie and Josh White. So that's the simple life he started out with. How did he ever make it into music? He actually started playing harmonica before he started writing songs, but his dad was upset because he decided to play it in the blues style. So in any case, that's enough blathering on about John for now, because you probably know the Love and Spoonful very well, because they had loads of hits that are played on oldies radio all the time now, but I still like them, and here's one of them that I love.
There's something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to knock, and the dusky light shines down on the block and reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. A few hours ago she was standing here, just watching the stars in our eyes and the lights as the kites disappear. I could nudge her and call her my confidant, and now I'm back alone with just my shadow in front. It's 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I went home and found that trying to sleep wasn't there, just watching my eyelids, knowing my brain bids the night not to pass. But somehow it just wasn't the same happy town, and the bells didn't ring with the same happy sound. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. If I go back where we parted, would I ever feel like that again? Guess I'll just have to wait till tomorrow. But what can I do till then? Guess I'll go back home and just 6 o'clock. With you, I could smile like diamonds and be as harmless as it's blue. I'll use the voodoo in my basement if I set my mind on you. If you want to know, no, you want to ask for one embrace. If a man dropped off a can of gasoline in your face.
So you kids out there in radio land have met me before. I just can't resist a song that the lyrics go, my father was a woman and his son eats little girls. It's just that those lyrics are so meaningful to me. And also, I have been sort of kind of prevented from ever doing my Child Predator rock block show that I wanted to do for years. But songs by John Sebastian would definitely be featured on that. Like, he wrote one, I Don't Know How, But You're a Big Boy Now. And then he wrote this other song called The Younger Girl Keeps a Creeping Across My Mind.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today, yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble, even in town. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. Rolling across my mind. And should I hang around acting like a brother? In a few more years they'd call us right for each other. And why, if I wait I'll just die, yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble, even in town. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything.
And here's a song by John that's just pretty. I love it.
Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to break your heart. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept her hoping from the very start, but you kept on a trying, and I knew that you'd end up a crying, and I knew I didn't wanna have to do it. At all. Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept hoping there'd be something to delay it again.
Again.
Yeah, but then. I have to be the one to say the end. Was the time that I thought a love could fly and never, never fall. Why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other at all? No, to be the one to say yeah, yeah. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept hoping there'd be something to delay it again. Yeah, but then. No, I didn't wanna have to be the one to say.
Okay, the show is just racing by. I'm going to play another beautiful John Sebastian song. Well, it's not really beautiful. It's kind of funny. But I just wanted to get through some of this stuff. Like, he just did so much stuff. He got up. He played mouth harp with The Doors. He recorded with Gordon Lightfoot. He recorded with Stephen Stills. He recorded with Timothy Leary. He recorded with Keith Moon. And then he's on all these soundtracks that I don't have. There's one called Strawberry Shortcake. And there's one called The Care Bears. He's on two soundtracks about them. And then he did this song, which I think it's really funny when you think in terms of what the late 60s were about the younger generation. They were highly featured and some incredibly critical, but mostly people were just trying to sell them something because it was a huge generation because of the GI Bill, where people got to get into houses that they couldn't afford and have kids. And so he sings this song that might be a trope for that entire season of history. And it's, I've got this younger generation regurgitation. I think it's funny.
Why must every generation think their folks are square? And no matter where their heads are, they know moms ain't there. 'Cause I swore when I was small that I'd remember when I knew what's wrong with them, that I was smaller than. determined to remember all the cardinal rules, Black sun showers are legal grounds for cutting school. I know I have forgotten maybe one or two, and I hope that I recall them all before the baby's due. And I know he'll have a question or two. Like, hey, Pop, can I go ride my Zoom? It goes 200 miles an hour, suspended on balloons. And can I put a droplet of this new stuff on my tongue? And imagine frothing dragons while you sit and wreck your lungs. And I must be permissive, understanding of the younger generation. And then I'll know that all I've learned my kid assumes, and all my deepest worries must be his cartoons. And still I'll try to tell him all the things I've done, relating to what he can do when he becomes a man. And still he'll stick his fingers in the fan. And hey, Pop, my girlfriend's only three. She's got her own videophone and she's a taking LSD. And now that we're best friends, she wants to give a bit to me. But what's the matter, Daddy? How come you're turning green? Can it be that you can't live up to your dreams?
Okay. We're near the end, so I just have to get this song. And I didn't play anything by the wonderful Van Morrison, who's from Ireland, because I'm going to play this song, and it's from Disney's Darby O'Gill and the Little People. So it's sort of Leprechaun adjacent, and it's a song by Albert Sharp and Jimmy O'Day called The Wishing Song. And if you thought you could manage it through the rest of your St. Patrick's Day weekend, after this, you'll be in doubt about that. So let's see if I can get this to play. This is just for you on the day before St. Patrick's Day. But the CD doesn't seem to be registering because I stole it from YouTube. I have to try and put it in again. Damn it, that's a lot of promo for something if it won't play. I can play it on my own CD. Oh, here we go.
Good man yourself.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
A song? Aye. You know the wishing song?
I don't know.
Oh, they better not try it then. You have to make it up as you go.
I can make up 1,000 songs, so I can.
Can you?
Of course I can.
All right then. The wishing song. Oh, I wish I had time to sing you a song. But when I get started, I'd sing all night long. Can you put a rhyme to that?
Try me.
Go on then.
Oh, singing's no sin, and drinking's no crime. If you have one drink only, just one at a time.
Oh, I wish all the rhymers were like Brian Connors. When it comes to rhyming, he takes all the honors.
Can you beat that? Hold your whist. Oh, I knew you could sing when you opened your mug. So you carry the tune, and I'll carry the jug. Will we have another round?
There's nothing stopping us.
Good. Oh, I wish all barmaids were like Mary McCluskey.
McCluskey?
When she served you a drink, well, she served you a good whiskey.
Oh, that's a thundering good rhyme. McCluskey and whiskey. Did you ever hear the right one?
But Mary, she married poor Jimmy McQueen. 'cause she wanted her name to rhyme with Pudgy.
Oh, I've got a good one.
So have I. Oh, I wish I was married to old Widdy Tunny. She's as ugly as sin, but has beautiful money. Snotty, not the gazelle.
Oh!